Finding peace on the mat is not always easy. You bend, stretch, and breathe deep, yet one wrong slip can break your focus. That's where the right yoga mat makes all the difference. It's more than just a piece of gear. It's the ground you trust when your body is balancing and your mind is letting go. But here's the challenge: walk into any store, and you'll see endless choices. Thick, thin, eco-friendly, non-slip. It's confusing, and you may wonder which yoga mat is best for your needs. Choosing the wrong one can lead to sore joints, unstable footing, or simply a practice that feels frustrating instead of calming. Imagine flowing through your poses without slipping and feeling cushioned support under your knees. Having a mat that lasts, instead of peeling after a few sessions. That's the comfort and durability every yogi deserves. In this guide, we'll walk you through the key things to look for: comfort, support, and durability, so you can pick a mat that truly feels like yours, because the right choice is not just about fitness. It's about creating a safe, steady space where you can grow your practice every single day. Why use a yoga mat? You may ask, why not go matless? After all, our ancestors practiced directly on the ground. The answer lies in comfort, hygiene, and focus. A yoga mat keeps you steady in postures, cushions sensitive joints, and prevents slipping. It also creates a personal space, a boundary where your practice feels sacred. Energy-wise, mats act as a subtle layer between you and the floor, helping you hold on to the energy your body generates. From non-slip yoga mats for intense workouts to foldable cotton mats for travel, each design ensures your focus remains on your breath, not on adjusting your footing. Difference between yoga mats and exercise mats. At first glance, a yoga mat and an exercise mat might look the same. But the difference lies in their purpose. Exercise mats are built for high-energy workouts, jumping, lunges, and sweat-heavy routines. They are thicker, spongier, and designed to absorb shocks. The extra cushion reduces impact and protects your joints. A yoga mat, on the other hand, is thinner and more grounded. Its goal is to give you stability, not bounce. With a raised or texture surface, it provides grip so you can hold your poses without sliding. Unlike the heavy exercise mats, yoga mats are lightweight, portable, and easy to carry anywhere. So when you ask which yoga mat is best, it depends on your intention. If your focus is yoga postures, meditation, or breath work, a yoga mat gives you the stillness and connection you need. For HIIT or cardio-based moves, an exercise mat would be the safer pick. The best material for a yoga mat. Your connection with the earth begins with the mat beneath you. Natural materials like cotton, jute, or banana fiber carry a grounding quality. They absorb sweat, stay breathable, and provide a coarse texture for grip. Many yogis feel these eco-friendly mats enhance their practice because they are free from toxins and align with a conscious lifestyle. Rubber mats are popular too. They are sturdy, durable, and non-slip. However, they may cause issues for people with latex allergies. PVC mats are affordable and long-lasting but often come with harmful chemicals, making them less suited if you're practicing yoga for well-being. When thinking about which yoga mat is best for you, ask yourself, do you value eco-friendliness, grip, or easy maintenance? For some, a washable cotton mat is ideal. For others, a firm rubber mat gives the confidence to explore advanced poses. How to choose the best yoga mat for your practice? Your yoga mat is more than just a surface to stretch on. It's your steady ground, your cushion for protection, and your personal space of calm. Choosing the right mat isn't just shopping, it's shaping your practice. If you're wondering which yoga mat is best, here's a list of factors that will guide you. 1. Thickness matters, comfort versus stability. The thickness of your mat directly affects how supported you feel. Thin mats, 2-4 mm, great for balance and feeling grounded, but tough on knees. Standard mats, 4-6 mm, offer the right balance between cushioning and stability. Thick mats, 6 mm plus, perfect for beginners or those with joint pain but may reduce balance. Electric light bulb tip, if you're new, go for a slightly thicker mat to avoid discomfort. 2. Texture and grip for safety. Nobody likes slipping mid-pose. A mat with the right texture keeps you steady. Non-slip mats, best for hot yoga or intense workouts. Smooth mats, ideal for slow, meditative yoga styles. Choose a surface that feels secure, especially if your sessions get sweaty. 3. Material that suits your style. The material defines comfort, durability, and eco-friendliness. Rubber mats, excellent grip for advanced poses. Eco-friendly cotton mats, bring you closer to nature. PVC mats, affordable and durable, but less eco-conscious. Think about what matters to you most: sustainability, budget, or grip. 4. Portability versus stability. Do you practice at home or on the go? Foldable forward/travel mats, lightweight, easy to carry, but less cushioned. Heavier mats, offer stability but are harder to move around. Match your mat with your lifestyle. 5. Fitness goals and practice style. Your practice type decides the best mat for you. For beginners, extra cushioning reduces soreness. For weight loss workouts, durable mats with shock absorption handle high intensity. For meditation or gentle yoga, comfort and softness matter most. Can you use a rug or carpet instead of a yoga mat? It sounds tempting, rolling out a carpet and calling it a yoga mat. While it may work for light stretches, a carpet cannot replace the experience of a yoga mat. Rugs often lack grip, making it easy to slip in poses. They also don't provide the right texture to ground you. The best yoga mats for weight loss exercises or even gentle yoga sessions are designed with balance in mind. They are firm enough to give you stability and cushioned enough to protect your joints. A rug rarely offers both. So while practicing on a carpet in emergencies is fine, a yoga mat will always be your safest, most reliable option. How to care for your yoga mat? Your yoga mat carries your sweat, your breath, and your energy. That's why it needs care. Wash your mat regularly with mild soap and water or a natural vinegar spray. Allow it to dry in sunlight for freshness. Wondering which side of yoga mat to use? The texture, bumpy side is designed for grip. Place your feet and hands there to prevent slipping. The smoother side usually faces down. But some mats have dual surfaces, so you can pick what feels best. Consistency in cleaning and correct usage ensures your yoga mat stays with you for years, supporting, grounding, and inspiring your practice. A gentle boost for your fitness journey. As you explore yoga and fitness, remember that small choices add up. The right yoga mat supports your body, just like the right tools support your health journey. That's why many mindful practitioners pair yoga with tracking their nutrition and daily activity. Here's where something like Calorie Tracker Buddy steps in quietly. It's not about counting numbers, it's about awareness. Just like your yoga mat creates a safe space for your body, this tracker creates clarity for your lifestyle. Together, they help you stay steady, balanced, and connected in your journey toward well-being. So, in the next section, we will explore all the main features of this superb app. Meet Calorie Tracker Buddy, your fun fitness sidekick, Paw Prints. Counting calories just got a major glow up. Forget boring spreadsheets and dull trackers. Calorie Tracker Buddy makes weight loss fun, simple, and actually exciting. With Buddy, your virtual pet, you don't just track, you play your way to fitness. Here's why you'll love it. Calorie Intake Tracker Hamburger. Log every bite in seconds. No guessing, no math headaches, just smart tracking that shows exactly what you eat. Calorie Burn Tracker Runner. See how much energy you burn daily. From workouts to lazy couch days, Buddy keeps score. Snap the meal prediction camera with flash. Too lazy to log? Just snap a pic of your meal, and AI predicts the calories instantly. Magic. Reach your goals bullseye. Buddy isn't just cute, he's bossy. If you slack off, he'll remind you to get moving and keep your goals in sight. Social posting mobile phone with right arrow. Show off your progress. Share wins with friends and get that extra boost of motivation. Your virtual pet Buddy dog face. Here's the best part, Buddy is always watching eyes. Skip your goals. He'll sass you. Hit your goals. He'll cheer louder than your gym trainer. In short, Calorie Tracker Buddy is India's first health virtual pet app that makes fitness fun. Track smarter, laugh harder, and let Buddy keep you honest, because trust us, he sees everything. Conclusion. Choosing a yoga mat is not about trends or price tags. It's about finding a foundation that supports your unique body and practice. From deciding how thick should a yoga mat be for comfort and stability to knowing which side of yoga mat to use, every detail matters. If you're just starting, go for the best yoga mat for beginners at home. You're sweating it out with faster flows, a non-slip yoga mat for intense workouts will be your friend. If your goal is fitness and fat burn, pick the best yoga mats for weight loss exercises. At the end of the day, your yoga mat becomes your companion. It travels with you, absorbs your energy, and silently witnesses your growth. So, take time to choose wisely. Because once you step onto the right mat, you'll realize it's not just about yoga, it's about creating a life of balance, stability, and harmony.